Grand Canyon. Lava desert rolls in hills of pinyon and juniper, stretching forever to each horizon. Nothing south of the rim indicates the chasm exists, beyond mere glimpses of Kaibab limestone, far away, covered in trees. There is no warning until the trees part, and your feet pause at the edge of that stunning gorge. And oh, how the early ones, not knowing, must have felt their hearts sink to their toes upon seeing this obstacle, this impenetrable canyon, so disappointing to white explorers who declared the region valueless. But here I am, 155 years after Colonel Joseph C. Ives said nobody would ever visit. Burnt, cinnamon, vanilla-scented ponderosa trees share the view, and no matter how many times I stand at the rim, each time is new.